of the use of standardized test scores, but of the misuse of standardized test score, which I think has been substantial. I mean, we know that if a student wants to score high on the SAT or the ACT, you can do that if you were born within a family of college-educated parents. You can do that if you were born to a family that has high income, because all the data shows that students from these backgrounds tend to score high on the SAT. If you come from a low-income background, you're more likely to score lower on the SAT and ACT. Not because you're not as smart as the other kids, but you have not had the experiences and the opportunities to learn as students have had. If you don't come from one of those backgrounds, that if you're not born of college education, born to college education parents or to those who or a family that has a higher income, then the best chance you have of scoring well on the SAT and ACT is to make sure that you take a strong academic curriculum in the high school, that you take the proper math and science courses to go along with the other courses, that you have an opportunity to take honors courses and AP courses. And if you come from a low-income background, you're much less likely to even attend a high school that will allow you with those opportunities. And so even though you may have the potential to do well, your circumstances are such that you will not be able to do well. And so that as we have such a reliance on SAT scores and ACT scores, they become a real deterrent in terms of the recruitment of both African American and Hispanic. I think that if your desire is to make some significant differences, then you do need to make some bold changes in how you admit your students. I think that's the only way that you're going to be successful. And those universities across the country, and there are many of them, that have been successful, do not rely upon these standardized test scores in making their admission decisions. In Texas, and you know more about this than I do, they do not rely upon the SAT, ACT. They use the class rank and the high school grades as the criteria. And they've had great success in doing that. One of the most successful methods that I have seen is that there are a number of colleges and universities that have what they call the test optional admission policy, in which a student, as they apply, have an opportunity to, rather than using SAT or ACT scores, but to use their college record as the basis upon which they are admitted. And in many of these institutions, they may use class rank, they will use high school, their high school grades, they will use the curriculum, because they want to make sure that students have had a strong academic curriculum, because again, if they have that strong academic curriculum and have done well in those courses, then they're more likely to be prepared to be successful in the college. There are about 800 universities in this country, colleges and universities, that use the test optional method of admitting students. Students have the opportunity of opting for this method of admission or to go the more traditional way. And obviously, if students have very high SAT and ACT scores, then they may elect to go in that direction in terms of the admission. But I do think that you will have to think in terms of an alternate way of admission. This does not lower the quality of the students that you bring in. It just means you use a different method of deciding who these students will be. And I maintain that you will still get the same high quality of students that you're looking for to attend this your fine institutions. But I do believe that you're going to have to do something other than the traditional methods of admitting. We heard Jim talking about the need for premier research universities. And clearly there is a great need for that. And you have a premier research university in the Urbana-Champaign campus, and you have an emerging, we hope, premier research universities in the Chicago campus, and with the proper support. I do not see, if you do something to increase the diversity of your student population by using an alternate method of at least admitting a portion, I do not think that that will lower the quality of what you're trying to do as an institution. Now, I do know that the other deterrent we have is that we still have universities that are chasing these rankings, of which I'm also a critic of, like the U.S. News and World Report and Kiplinger's magazine, and they go on, which we know are based primarily on inputs,